Hello, and welcome to the FC Yahoo podcast. I am your host, Shahan Ahmed, here in the Playa Vista studios with Joey Galino.
It's a beautiful rainy day outside, everyone.
Does that make sense? Anyway, Alex Baker.
And I took my life in my hands getting here because people can't drive in the rain in this town at all.
And also Zlatan Ibrahimovic. No, he is not here, obviously.
He is everywhere.
What? But I was promised Zlatan.
But the news of the day and what we're going to discuss right now is Zlatan Ibrahimovic is apparently being let go by Manchester United 3 months early from when his contract was set to expire so that he can move over to LA Galaxy for a deal. I believe Grant Wall of Sports Illustrated said is valued at $3 million for 2 years. The league helps out, and we can kind of get into the details of that, but it is a sharp drop from his $177,000 per week he was earning in Manchester United. Also, why was he earning that amount when he's third, fourth in line behind Lukaku, Martial, Rashford? Anyway, Zlatan Ibrahimovic is coming to the LA Galaxy, it seems like. It's finally happening. It's been years and years of talk about this happening, but it's finally happening. And so we turn to our resident LA Galaxy expert, Alex Baker. What do you have to say about this deal? Are you excited? Do you welcome Zlatan to LA?
You do not welcome Zlatan to LA.
Zlatan welcomes LA.
LA to him. No, I am, obviously. I think it's a blockbuster signing for the Galaxy and for the league. That comes with some risks, obviously, because I think that we haven't really seen a lot of Zlatan since his injury last year. So we don't really know what kind of a player he is at 36 at the moment. But, you know, without going down the road to cliches, this is a guy who usually will defy the critics. And when he went to Manchester United at 35, there was a lot of pundits who said that he's too old, he's not going to do it. And he went on to become the leading scorer for, you know, probably the greatest franchise in Premier League history. So I wouldn't bet against the guy. And something our dear colleague Joe Lago said to me a couple of years ago is that Zlatan is the sort of guy who could go on the morning shows, you know, Good Morning America, what have you, and people who didn't know anything about soccer or MLS would see this guy and think, oh, I want to go watch that. That's fun. He's got that kind of energy.
Just to interrupt, former colleague Joe Lago.
Well.
R.I.P. Okay.
Sure.
Who's still very alive and healthy.
He's alive, yes. And well, yes. This is getting dark.
For his wife and kids, yes, he's still alive. They'll be home to pick them up.
But
back to his last... Yeah, I agree with you. I think that he has that personality off the pitch that, frankly, MLS is desperate for. Because they've added some talent on the pitch, and it's gotten better. The product is better on the field. The fans have kind of been coming around to it. But to have a gravitational force like this that really does transcend just... I mean, think about it this way. Zlatan says things and does things that go from European football to the mainstream American general sports news cycle. And to have that guy in your backyard talking to reporters, all of a sudden, it makes the LA Galaxy, frankly, a lot more relevant, which they've been struggling with LAFC coming in. You know, a lot of the attention has been kind of being drawn away from them. To have Zlatan come in, I think, is huge.
It's exactly the kind of sign they need to make in the face of this franchise that's, you know, basically been pulling up trees their first two games, whereas the Galaxy's kind of gotten off to an okay start, you know, needs a solution for goals because Giovanni Dos Santos kind of continues to bring it in a little bit below the level that, you know, we know he can play at, but he keeps phoning it in. And they're getting him without having to give up a designated player spot. It's TAM money. So, look, even if it doesn't really work out all that well, it's certainly worth a roll of the dice for the Galaxy. And as a Galaxy fan and someone who covers the game, it's super exciting that, as you say, we're going to have this guy in our backyard.
Yeah, and one of the negative aspects of David Beckham coming over was the league started to develop a reputation as a retirement league, quote unquote, where stars who were past their prime, Steven Gerrard, Andrea Pirlo, you know, guys like that, they'd come here and they'd play out their last couple of years, maybe not give 100% every match, and they just kind of see it as more or less of a vacation. And, you know, from the outside looking in, you can kind of say, you know, casual fans might say, oh, that's what this Zlatan signing is. But I think that there's a couple things to that. One, that's not really in his nature. Zlatan doesn't go anywhere and half-ass it, all right? You know, he plays hard no matter where he goes. And to the point Shahan made about the personality, I think that's big too, because – The MLS smartly has kind of shied away now from those blockbuster signings more and more, and they're focused on a couple things. One, signing intriguing young talent like Ezequiel Barco down in Atlanta United, and two, bringing back the U.S. players and using them as kind of foundations for their teams. And last year we saw that Michael Bradley and Jozy Altidore were two big parts of the Toronto FC winning the Major League Soccer title. And with those two things happening, the league kind of smartly shifted its focus away from those big aging stars. But what it did now is it's got a better product on the field, and it's more competitive than it's ever been, and it really has ascended into one of the top 10 leagues in the world. The problem is, for every butt they get in the seats in Atlanta and some of the other great soccer cities, it doesn't really translate to television. So, again, to the point about Shahan and Zlatan in the same sentence there, I guess. We are interchangeable.
Pretty much just same type of gravitational personalities.
Yes.
Definitely.
But, you know, he is the guy that can go on the radio shows, you can go on the talk shows and kind of promote the league, because the MLS is kind of absent of that boisterous personality. And so instead of being one of these kind of like quote-unquote desperate signings or one of these retirement signings, it really is kind of a win-win for both parties, I think, because Zlatan gets to compete. You know, like you said, LA Galaxy is not a favorite anymore. It's not the power that it once was. It's going to be a challenge. It's not just like slipping him into an all-star lineup already. And so he gets to have that aspect, and MLS gets to have him here and have his personality and have his, shall we say, eccentricities, if you will. And I think it's a win-win for both parties.
Can I just ask, and maybe being kind of devil's advocate, but how is this not a retirement signing?
I think it's going to be his last major contract, but I also think it's not a case where he's just coming here. I think he's going to genuinely try to help the Galaxy, and I think whether he wants it or not, his personality is going to help the league and kind of promote it and make it, you know, he'll be like a lightning rod, but in a good way. You know, he'll say something really dumb and arrogant, but everyone will love him for it. And, or, you know what, other fan bases may hate him for it. And let's say in the first derby that's at LAFC's new stadium once it opens, and they boo the crap out of him. Like, that'll be good television, you know, I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think the track record for players like Zlatan, who are strikers, is pretty good in the designated player column.
Didier Drogba did pretty well.
Drogba, Robbie Keane.
He came over pretty old, not really that mobile,
and scored buckets of goals. Robbie Keane, same. David Villa, same. He went from being a bench player at Atletico Madrid to being probably the greatest player in MLS for the last couple of seasons.
Yeah.
Whereas some of these box-to-box guys, we saw them struggle. Gerrard, as much as he was a great guy who I think really wanted to do well, he had a hard time in MLS. Frank Lampard didn't do great. But I think Zlatan, as a striker, with the kind of service he can get from a midfield with, you know, the Dos Santos brothers and Alessandrini on the wing, I think he could potentially score a lot of goals if the body is willing.
Yeah, I think a lot of people were actually – I think one element of those box-to-box guys – I don't know what the hell Pirlo was here to do, all right? It looked like that was a flat-out retirement play right there for him. But when it comes to guys like Gerrard and Frank Lampard and some of the other guys, I think they were kind of – and I think Gerrard has a quote to this effect. Like, he was kind of surprised how good the league was. He thought it would be a little bit worse than it was, and he's more or less admitted that he was – you know, not maybe giving 100%. And I don't know if Zlatan's going to come in like that. I think Zlatan is, again, this goes back to his own work rate and his own, like, arrogance, if you want to call it. But it's also like he believes that he's the best and he wants to show that he's the best. So he's not going to come in here and look at these central defenders he's going to be going against in the box saying, oh, I can beat them to any ball in the air that I want to. I think he's going to try. Oh, he definitely can. I wouldn't bet against it. I'm just saying he's going to find out, and he's not going to slack in doing so.
Yeah, I think the position plays a big part, because I think there is a lot of physicality in this league, especially in the midfield. And I think having a player that, you know, strong in the air, especially having him come in as a striker, I don't think you're asking him to necessarily have crazy work rate, especially at his age. You're asking him to do what he's done his entire life, which is get in front of goal, score goals. And Zlatan can do that. So as long as he stays healthy, and I hope he stays healthy, because, you know, that's really I think that's the way that this signing doesn't work out.
Yeah.
I think that that injury was kind of a big one, the last one he had.
Sure.
But he did come back, and he seems like he hasn't had any real setbacks since returning. He's just not, you know, Manchester United bought Lukaku. He was never going to get in the team ahead of Lukaku. So it makes sense why he's moving on. I think it's an interesting play. I'm a little bit more skeptical in the sense that I do think this is kind of a bit of a branding retirement move for him. But at the end of the day, I think on the field, he will help the Galaxy because I think he can score goals. And I think he'll help the league because I think he is a, quote, machine and an incredible personality. We're lucky to get him in Los Angeles and to have him, you know, if this is the end of his career, we are lucky to have Zlatan for the end of his career because he's awesome. He is really one of those magnetic personalities. And, hey, maybe that magnetism will bring Jose Mourinho in a little bit.
Zlatan is one of the most unique players in the history of the game, and that's saying something because the game goes back 150 years now. And I hear your skepticisms, but I think it's going to turn out well as long as he stays healthy.
Yeah, there was a point where, and not very long ago, that literally the three best players in the world were Zlatan, Cristiano Ronaldo, and Lionel Messi. And there was an argument to be had because Zlatan was that good and at that level. So anytime...
See, now I always thought that it was Zlatan, Zlatan, and Zlatan.
Well, I mean, yes. All right, so before we wrap this on up, let's have Alex give us a final thought on the signing and about the future.
Yeah, sure. You know, going back to what Joey said, I think it's true that MLS has lacked sort of a transcendent star quality since Beckham left. You know, we've brought in some really good players, but, you know, my mom doesn't know who they are. You know what I mean? Like, everyone's mom knows who David Beckham was, and Zlatan is that sort of figure. And maybe there's a possibility that he'll kind of wake up Giovanni Dos Santos, who we've kind of seen sort of phoning it in, and sort of the way that we saw Ozil respond to the Aubameyang signing at Arsenal, having a good player like that around you, even if Zlatan isn't starting every game or scoring all the goals, I think having that presence in the dressing room is going to really, really be a huge boost to this Galaxy team.
Well, thanks for listening. For all the moms, this has been Joey Colino, Alex Baker, and Shahan Ahmed.
Hi, Mom.